It wasn't until the younger Darwin was back in England and read Thomas Malthus's Essay on the Principle of Population, which proposed that increases in food supply could never keep up with population growth for mathematical reasons, that the idea began to percolate through his mind that life is a perpetual struggle, and that natural selection was the means by which some species prospered while others failed. Specifically, what Darwin saw was that all organisms competed for resources, and those that had some innate advantage would prosper and pass on that advantage to their offspring. By such means would species continuously improve. It seems an awfully simple idea. It is an awfully simple idea, but it explained a great deal, and Darwin was prepared to devote his life to it. "How stupid of me not to have thought of it," T.H. Huxley cried upon reading On the Origin of Species. "It is a view that has been echoed ever since." Interestingly, Darwin didn't use the phrase survival of the fittest in any of his work, though he did express his admiration for it. The expression was coined 5 years after the publication of On the Origin of Species by Herbert Spencer in Principles of Biology in 1864. Nor did he employ the word evolution in print until the 6th edition of Origin, by which time its use had become too widespread to resist, preferring instead descent with modification. Nor, above all, were his conclusions in any way inspired by his noticing, during his time in the Galapagos Islands, an interesting diversity in the beaks of finches.